to get where I am now, I had to come over a hill just to the south of the A2 and then down through some south-facing slopes, through orchards of trees that were just dripping with fruit, down into a massive complex, which is the heart of Mansfield's, a highly respected Kent fruit farming business. And at the very beating heart of that business is Paul Mansfield, who's with me now. Paul, I think I know exactly why you made me come in that way, because that is one way to get a sense of what your family business is all about.
We grow strawberries, plums, cherries, apples and pears. And we've got 20 sites throughout East Kent. All the fruit comes back here to be packed at the main site, Nicol Farm.
So this is a big depot and handling centre.
The main storage is here, as well as the dispatch and grading machines.
And at this time of day, I've seen there's a lot of lorries from the supermarkets that are picking up products.
They're apples, like 52 weeks a year, Southern Hemisphere and Northern Hemisphere. It keeps lots of the management of staff and labour sort of on a 52-week basis. It helps manage us with regard to our picking and our lots. It evens out the dips and troughs that we could have in farming.
What do people like, do you think, about a good apple?
With regard to British apples, what we do produce is harder fruit, high levels of sugar, good cosmetic fruit.
My mouth's watering already, just thinking about it.
My favourite of all is Jazz, which is a Brabourne Gala Cross. And we'll try some of those later.
I can't wait. But you've got 20 different sites growing a range of fruits. What would you say are your underlying principles?
Looking after the environment. Around you here you can see lots of native trees. Any areas that we can't farm or in the corners we tend to designate to environment. The wildlife, water preservation, as you can see here. There's the buildings, the water comes off the roof of the buildings into a reservoir that we then use.
So there's
use
a beautiful new reservoir just below us.
Yeah, used for irrigation on the crops, and we use trickle feed irrigation, so again, saving water. Within the new pack house we've just put here, we've got filtration plants in. Those alone saved between 2.5 and 3 million litres per year.
And that saves the water and saves you having to buy more water from the mains.
It's saving us money where we're not buying water, but water is a scarce commodity that needs looking after.
And do you think that will go still further?
Oh,
do you think
absolutely.
There's still something to learn?
A lot further to go, yeah.
For you, is that part of integrated farm management? Is this kind of ongoing learning?
It's continuous. I've been farming now for 22 years. And the latest 5 years, lots of more happens in that than all the amount previous.
Now in this Leaf podcast, let's go from English to French and from top fruit to ground fruit. The crop is melons and the country is Senegal in West Africa, where in the last 5 years, the very latest in integrated farming is taking root. The French company, Soldive, is producing fantastic melons for export to Northern Europe, with great benefits for the local farming community. Before, there was no water here. There was a river, but far away. Now it's right here. Every household has 4 or 5 people employed with the melons, he says. Their income enables villagers to invest in many improvements. Well, the man who went to Senegal to see and hear all this is Jack Wilder from the Peterborough-based Melon Importers, British and Brazilian. Particularly to hear from Soldive's farm director, Lionel Payen, how the melon farm is working to get Leaf Mark certified.
Lionel and I flew in from Northern Europe yesterday. We flew into Dakar and have driven the 4 hours up to the fantastic 100-hectare farm just outside St. Louis. It's 28 degrees, I'd imagine. Fantastic climate for growing melons. Lionel, tell me why and how did you choose this farm here?
We were searching a place where we can find water, sun and dry climate. Here, rain is August, September and October, and after you have 9 months without any rain. The only rain you put is the rain from the river. At the beginning, when we arrived, there was no water all around the village. We built a canal of 4 kilometers long to irrigate our crop and also to put water very near the village.
And we're just standing beside that canal here, standing underneath these fabulous eucalyptus and acacia trees. The neem bushes are bursting with green here. In the canal, we've got fish swimming around. I'm sure I've just seen a kingfisher try and catch one of them for his dinner. And you say there is a big impact, not just on the natural side of things here, but also for the villagers to have access to this sort of water.
Access of water is, of course, very important in Africa for the women work to search water every day for washing, for all the children and so on is very tiring. And water is also important for the villages to make their own crop. Okay, they have allotments where they put vegetables and fruits for their own consumption.
You're just embarking on the implementation of Leaf Mark on your farm.
The villages are ready to take care to the environment. Preserving natural life and natural houses for the natural predators of our enemies is compulsory.
You're already seeing a benefit.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
We preserve our natural friends.
Yes. Okay. Okay. You really are using leaf integrated management techniques, aren't you?
We use it because we think that they are the best solution.
Yeah. From the melons that we've been tasting here, it is delivering a fantastic product, Lionel. It's been a privilege to sample some of the best melons on the market.
Exactly. It is what we are wanting to do.
Brilliant.
My English is poor. but your French is
also
poorer.
Communicating well in the international language of leaf. That was Jack Wilder and Lionel Payen in Senegal. Well, finally in this Leaf podcast, let's go back to Kent and top fruit enthusiast Paul Mansfield, who can't keep his hands off his trees.
It's habit, really. Like every orchard I walk into, I've normally got sort of tyres in the back of the car, so I'm retying a tree back to its stake, or I'm pulling off a poor quality apple, or I'm throwing some light in the tree, doing some summer pruning or taking some dead wood off.
So it's just instinctive. It's, you've got thousands
the passion for
of
the,
trees.
passion for the job, really.
Yes.
It's, as I say, habit and can't get away from it.
They're quite young trees, though, aren't they?
These are about 7-8 year old. We tend to keep apples a maximum of 20 years. You can see behind me there's a young orchard which was planted this year. You get much more fulfilment as it develops and the different stages and everything that happens within top fruit.
A marvellous plant, but the one that, you know, is around for a couple of decades.
It's very pleasing when you see a good crop, a good quality fruit as well.
And I suspect that's exactly why you brought me to this spot right here.
Absolutely. To earn money out the crop also, to make profit, and it makes it a good sight all round.
Indeed, it's a lovely sight. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.